Now, everyone knows New Orleans is filled with ghosts. This is true. They are everywhere. Sometimes under your bed. Sometimes in your closet. Sometimes they hide in your suitcase and hope you'll take them home. The city loves their ghosts. They're friendly and fun. And people who visit the city love when they see a ghost sitting in a sidewalk cafe sipping on a cappuccino, or in the park playing dominoes, or waving from a passing streetcar. So, when tourists come to New Orleans, they ride in a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte. You would think they would have a good time, yes? But no. When they step aboard, and then a little later when they step out, or should I say when they tumble out, they always do one of four things. One, they fall over and faint. Two, they run down the street shrieking and waving their arms. Three, they stand there and scream. Or four, they do all of the above. And then file a complaint with the city. Now, wouldn't it be fun to be riding in a streetcar filled with skeletons who grin and snap their tobacco-stained teeth and ha-ha in your ear? But no. These tourists, they are not amused. And so, word came down from City Hall. Get that ghastly streetcar off the streets. The chief of the gendarmes knew if he wanted to keep his job, they must find that spooky streetcar. Or else. And so, they spread out a big map of the city, and all the gendarmes gather around. The chief had three plans. Plan A. You will find where the streetcar is hiding. Plan B. If you cannot find it, you will lie in wait, and when a foggy night appears, you will catch it. Plan C. If all else fails, I will kick each and every one of you into the river. Well, all the gendarmes were very inspired by the chief's talk, and off they went looking for a phantom streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte. There was one gendarme who was very smart. A little cocky, probably because he was the great-great-grandson of Governor Charbonneau, who had once almost caught Calico Jack, another notorious pirate. This gendarme was named La Bouche. So, after the threat by the chief to kick him in the pants, La Bouche went back to his office, put his feet up on his desk, and he thought, if I find the phantom streetcar, then one day I will be chief. Chief La Bouche. Now, where is it hiding? In the garage? No. Under a bridge? No. Where does a ghostly street? He stopped. In a graveyard! Eureka! And he gathered his men and said, we will search every graveyard in the swamps and bayous of New Orleans. And his men thought, a streetcar? Hiding in a cemetery? But they didn't say a peep. And off they went. Did I tell you what happens when Le Petit Lafitte returns from a night of rowdy pirate pranking? It creeps back into the cemetery. The door folds open. Little Louis hops out. The pirates give their captain a final ha-ha! The door folds close. The streetcar shuts down. The tracks sink beneath the grass. The vines crawl back. Up over the streetcar, creep, 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 creep. And it looks just like any other big old mausoleum. So, plan A, find where the streetcar is hiding, failed. Onward to plan B. Wait for a foggy night and catch it. That very night, the fog crept in from the river, swirling up the streets of the city. Labouche had his men hidden everywhere, on rooftops, behind corners, in cars, in trucks, in buses, on bikes, on scooters, on motorcycles, on roller skates, and even on foot. There will be no escape! Labouche stopped. He squinted. What's this? Coming down the street. A single yellow greenish light, glowing like a cyclops' eye, was coming down the street. And yes, above the headlight, the sign, Le Petit Lafitte. And inside our spooky streetcar, little Louis sat in the driver's seat, enjoying a night out with his pirate pals. The skeletons looked eagerly out the windows, searching for tourists to torment with their diabolical hurrahs from hell. When suddenly, little Louis's first mate, do you remember? Not that way, Jose? Well, he tapped little Louis on the shoulder and pointed to the left, and then to the right, and then up above, and then back behind. They were surrounded by gendarmes.
Yikes!
And the streetcar came to a screeching halt. And then a bullhorn blasted out of the fog.
There will be no hurrahing tonight, you infernal fiends. From wherever you're from, come out with your hands held high.
It was the smug and smirking voice of Labouche. Now you know that little Louis is a direct descendant of Jean and Pierre Lafitte, the greatest pirates New Orleans has ever known. Do you think they would have given up so easily?
Ha ha ha, think again,
said little Louis. And he turned to his first mate, not that way, Jose, and said, which way? But poor Jose, he kept pointing this way and that way and all the ways not to go, because all he could do is point not that way. That left little Louis with nowhere to go. He was trapped.
I'm giving you one more minute,
roared the bullhorn of Labouche. And then little Louis heard a sound. Plunk, plunk, plunk. It was Peg Leg Pete plunking up the aisle with Polly Wally Ding Dong on his shoulder, ha-haing, into Peg Leg's ear, or where he once had an ear. Peg Leg reached the front of the streetcar. He leaned back, lifted his wooden leg, and pointed that away. Little Louis looked. He was appalled to see that away was a big door with a big sign and big letters that said Riverwalk Marketplace, which everyone in New Orleans knows is a great big shopping mall.
Come out with your bony arm reaching for the sky,
bellowed the bullhorn of Labouche.
Not by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin,
said little Louis. And forward they went, rumbling right straight into the mall. Into the mall sped the gendarmes, in cars, on scooters, on bike, on foot, and so on, waving their clubs and cattle prods and blowing their whistles. Past the Gap, past the Banana Republic, past the Starbucks, past, you know, all those same familiar places you see in every mall, they all look alike. People leap aside, their mouths agape as the streetcar fled past, careening around the corners, pursued by the flailing gendarmes' arms of Labouche.
No, no, not that way,
would point not that way, Jose, leaving little Louis to figure out which way, if not that way. But every exit was blocked. There was no escape. And no retreat for Le Petit Lafitte.
Give up!
Barked the bullhorn of Labouche.
Never! Never!
Said little Louis, swerving to miss yet another Starbucks. Like a whale out of water, slipping across the slick floors of the mall, slid Le Petit Lafitte. People shrieked as the streetcar streaked past, leaving a trail of hearty ha-ha's in its wake. But there was no exit. Would they have to spend the rest of eternity going round and round, trapped in this mall forever? It looked as though little Louis' last resort was to drive right through the plate glass window and plunge headfirst into the mighty Mississippi River and sink to the bottom and stay down there, stuck in the mud, forever. While little Louis contemplated which was worse, mud or mall, and just as he was thinking maybe mud, he caught the reflection of the pirates waving their arms, wildly gesturing.
Out, out! Get out, little Louis!
Who? Me? Captain Lafitte? Abandon my ship? Never!
No self-respecting pirate will ever lay his hands on his captain. So it was Big Footsie Fritzy who strode forth and raised his big bony foot and... Oof! Little Louis, right out the door.
Look!
The door closed, and the streetcar went rumbling away. But a very strange thing happened. You know how things become smaller as they drive away? Like a car going away down the road gets smaller and smaller? That's what happened. As Le Petit Lafitte drove deeper into the mall, the streetcar became smaller and smaller, and then so small people hopped aside, thinking it was a toy. Maybe it would bang their shins or bump into their shiny shoes. But one little girl, we'll call her Lucy, she got down on her hands and knees, and she peered into the tiny windows of this wee little streetcar. And she laughed and she giggled. What did Lucy see in those little windows? She saw these itsy-bitsy, grinning, teeny-weeny skeletons looking as pleased as Pink Pirate Punch. And then it zoomed away right between the big boots of La Bouche, and zip, it was out the door. What happened to La Bouche after the chief kicked him in the pants? Well, there are nights he dreams of tiny little hats, so small, like maybe they are coming from a laughing box? And of course that's what it was, a laughing box that was really the notorious streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte. And that, my friends, is the end. You may wonder, what happened? Where did it go? Well, it's still in that cemetery, looking just like any other old mausoleum, all covered with vines. And no one ever seems to notice it. But maybe, if you do go there on a foggy night, it will notice you.